Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about tshuva in general. The concept, as from next week we'll talk about Rosh Hashanah, the following week we'll talk about Yom Kippur, the following week we'll talk about Sukkot. That's the plan for the Zman. But tonight about tshuva, which is really a topic that we could talk about every day of our lives. That's what it says in Pirkei Avos. We have to do tshuva every single day, because we don't know how long Hashem is going to give us, and therefore, on Me'av Esrim, but we have to do tshuva every day. But obviously, this time of year, everybody need more Ramakamos? Right here. Pass these. This time of year, it's unique. It's special. Nowhere in the Gemara does it talk about Elul being tshuva related. Right, that's later. But Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and we expand. There are Ramazim. Right, the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Mishatorach be'Erev Shabbos Yochal b'Shabbos. The Torach on Erev Shabbos. All sixes, one has to be Torach in order to get ready for the sevens. So, sixth day of the week, you have to prepare to get ready for the seventh. The sixth month of the year, we have to prepare to get ready for the seventh. Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz of El. El is Yom HaShishi. El is the sixth month. And it's a month of preparation. Month of preparation. And that's what we have to realize. So what is it about the concept of tshuva, as you see from the title of the shir? Shir will have two parts, two halves. First, we'll talk about tshuva mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then tshuva mitzad us. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Psachim and elsewhere, two places. Here's one place. Psachim nun dalet, shiva dvarim nivru kodem shnivru olam. Source number two. Seven things were created before the world was created. What does that mean? Right, these are not physical items, or at least most of them are not. Ve'eluhein, Torah, tshuva, gan eden gehenim, kisei akavod, beis hamigdash, shmo shel mashiach. So each one of these could be analyzed. What exactly does it mean that shmo shel mashiach, the world has a destiny? Before it was created, there was already a destiny, which where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes and taking us. Hashem is always behind the scenes. That's maybe what Shmo Shel Mashiach is. I just popped in my head. I just heard a story today. Two and a half minutes. You'll have to forgive me for going off topic here. But it's all on topic. But on topic. Rav Bitterman. I'm sure you've heard a lot of Rav Bitterman, all the Baruch Chaims. So I get him. I'm on his WhatsApp. He doesn't have WhatsApp, but whatever. His Kvutza has WhatsApp. So he told a story. That one of his chaverim told him that he was going last week. He lives in Yerushalayim. He had to get to Ashdod. Okay, so he's waiting at the bus stop. You know, now this time of life, buses are only allowed to be 30% full. So often you wait for a bus and it'll just pass you. So my kids have had that. It just passes you. Like you're waiting for the bus. What do you mean? Because it reaches the maximum. So this guy was waiting for the bus to Ashdod. One bus passes, two bus passes. What am I going to do? I have to get to Ashdod. So what did he do? He says, you know what? He walked from Kiryat Bells, like whatever, 10-minute walk, 15-minute walk to the Tachanah Merkazit. He says, Tachanah Merkazit, there'll be central bus station, there'll be more buses there, and hopefully it is an earlier stop. And okay, he goes there. So as right when he got there, he finally sees the bus coming. He jumps on the bus and he sits down. And after a few minutes, he's looking around and he looks up at the bus number and he realizes that at the stop, that at the Tachana, you know, there's a zillion buses at every stop. He got on the wrong bus. He's going to Ramat Gan. He's not going to Ashdod. He's like, oh my gosh, what am I going to go to Ramat Gan? I've missed two buses already. I already went to the Tachana Merkazit. I'm going to Ramat Gan. He's like, what am I going to do? So he quickly checks the schedule or something. He sees that there's going to be a bus from Ramat Gan to Ashdod, like, exactly right around the time that he's going to get there. So, okay, what can I do? See, the goat gets there, whatever, and he finally gets off the bus. As he's getting off the bus, the other bus leaves. The bus dodged out. Says the guy was broken. His bells are chassid. Says, this guy was broken. He says, Ravina was saying, he said he was talking to me. He says he was mamish and like, he waited, he went to the Tachanai, what? So there was a makolet right there, so he wanted to get a drink. Not that kind of drink, but just to get a drink. Right? Drinks that you can sell to minors. And so he goes in to get a drink. He says, as he's going in there, he says, somebody else is by the cash register. Does not look at all Shomer Torah mitzvos. He's being Shomer one mitzvah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But he says, so he turns to him, this Chiloni, and turns to him and says, when's the yard side of the Belzer Rebbe? He says, what are you talking about? Like, how have you ever heard of bells, and how do you ever heard of a yard side? He didn't say yard side. He said the, got the Hebrew word. The, Yom HaShana, he even said something else. He used some other word. Whatever, he says, where's the yard side? So he says, tomorrow night, whatever this was. This chassid told him the story. I don't know what exactly they, what, he says, tomorrow night. He says, tomorrow night? I knew it was this month. He's like, could I ask you what, how do you know anything? He says, I don't look too religious. He says, my father wasn't too religious either. He didn't do anything. Not much. But for, I don't know why, but every year on the yard site, he went to Harim Nuchot to visit the Belzer Rebbe. He says, I don't know why my father did that, but that's what he did. And before he died, and he died within this past year, he says, he told me, he didn't tell me anything else, he said, you have to go on the yard site. I knew it was this month. I had no idea like how I was going to find out. None of my friends know when the Belzer Rebbe's yard site is. Right? It's just not the chevra that I hang out with. So I was sitting here in Ramah Gan. I have no idea what I'm going to do. But I saw you in the makolet. I figured, I'll ask you when it is. Maybe you'll know. And this Belzer Chassid thinks to himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had me miss two buses, go to the Tachanah Merkazit, take the wrong bus, get off, just missed that bus, to walk into the makolet because I was so upset to get a soda to meet this guy. Shmo Shel Mashiach. Kadosh Baruch Hu is being mechavein and heading. We're heading in a certain direction. For 2,000 years, we've been heading in a certain direction. Aviyosim Har Kadshi. But we have to realize he's behind the scenes. He's behind the scenes. He's the Adon. Right? We're getting ready for coronation day in the days of Corona. This has been said before, right? Why is it called Corona? Because it looks like a little crown. That's what the gene looks. It looks like a crown, right? We're being mamlech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It gives us the ability to think about the true coronation. Who's the real king? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, that's Shmo Shel Mashiach. We could talk about either of them. We're going to talk about Tshuva, that one. So Tshuva was created before the world was created. What does that teach us? What's the message for us that Tshuva was created before the world was created? Says Rav Soloveitchik in Yemei Zikaron in Source number 3, Tshuva does not play by the rules. Tshuva is not logical. Can't explain Tshuva in Olam Hazeh terms. Ulam on the left side. B'merchavei Olamo Aruchani V'hanafshi Shel Adam. Did the Zoom just finish? It says connecting. I don't know. I didn't touch anything. Wi-Fi is not so good. Okay, I'm sorry. If guys, hope you come back soon. You can't hear me. B'dvarim shebeino l'makom. When it comes in this world, when it comes to items, events that have to do between me and God, yitachnu shinuyim ba'avar. You could change the past. Ba'olam zeh yachol ha'adam l'shanos ma'asim shena'asu lifnei zman rav. We could change the past. Something happened. We could change it to something different. Says the Rav, in this world, there's cause and effect. I throw something, it's going to go that way. There's gravity. There's rules. If you mix certain colors, they're going to come out another color. There's rules that Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria. If something happened, it happened. You know what Tshuva says? Didn't happen. That's not a this worldly concept. And that's why it means Kodem Shenivra Ha'olam. It's from before the world was created, because it can't be something in this world. Because it doesn't make sense. Imagine. Right? Imagine if somebody insults you. Somebody insults, think back. There must have been a time somebody made you feel really upset. And, you know, they apologized eventually. Really sorry about it. The relationship can never be the same exactly as if it never happened. just can't be. Human beings, we have memory, we have feelings, we have emotions. It happened. What could I do? Kadosh Baruch Hu wipes it clean. It never happened. Never happened. That we can't fathom that. But that's what tshuva is. Tshuva means I didn't have kavana. How many Shemona Esrei did we say this past year? I don't know, 365 times 3. Add a few musafs, add another 50. I know, 1,000, more than 1,000 Shemona Esrei. How many did we have kavana? How many are we proud of? How many Shemona Esrei are we proud of? And we've had tsaros, Rachmana Litzlan. But it's still hard. It's hard. There's a line in the Yerushalmi. One of the Tanoim, or the Amoraim, I don't remember, says, thank God for my knees. They know when to bend by modim, because I sometimes would forget. Like, we're daydreaming, so like, it's good for my knees, because they know when to go down. So the Amoraim say that. But, so it's hard, but you know what? If we really decide, I want to do better, I'm going to try. Averes nasas kizchuyos. That's the concept of tshuva. It's from before the world was created. Before the world. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create something like this. There's Yerushalmi and Makos. A lot of Mefarshim talk about this Yerushalmi. I gave it to you from the Maharal and Source 4. If you look from a Chachma standpoint, it says, they ask Chachma what should happen to a sinner. And Chachma says he should be punished. What does that mean? Chachma is not a being. It just means from the vantage point of wisdom of Chachma, it doesn't make sense. Somebody's punished, that's it. They ask Nevuah, they ask Torah, Shalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chote Ma'u Oncho, line 6, Yasad Shu'a V'yischaper. B'medrash Zeh Bolavayar, Keep She'im She'be'emes B'tzad HaSeichel, Ein Roi She'yilach Odei Tshuva. It shouldn't work. There shouldn't be tshuva. I wronged the king. I messed up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity. And that's why it's dafka from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dafka from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Musos Yesharim talks about this in the beginning of his writings. Source number 5. Perek Dalid. The classic. I've been asked a number of people, what should we learn? Musar Seder. First, you could go to the Sichas Musar. But if you ever want to have another sefer throughout the day, Musos Yesharim, if you haven't done it, that's the classic. At least the first 11 prakim. I don't think I ever finished. Once you get to like 11, 12, then it's just like, you have to start again. It's like it gets to certain levels. I guess you should go through it, try to get through it once. But some of the later prakim. But going straight, Perek Yud Aleph is like, has everything in it. But anyway, says the Masul Yesharim in Perek Dalid. If we think about tshuva, or go back a step, if we think about our sins, there are three things that really should happen. And there are three aspects of Hashem's rachamim that cover, and it doesn't happen. Lefishuras hadin mamish, based on logic, hayaroi shachote yonish miyad takef. We should be punished immediately. Lightning should come down. Boom! Somebody doesn't have there. Boom! Why? It's not like a king who has to figure out what happened and accept witnesses and to know what's going on. Hashem knows. Hashem knows. Hashem knows if we were shogeg or mazed. Hashem knows. So number one, it should be immediate. Number two, it should be commensurate. It should be enough what we're supposed to get. Karoy l'misha mamre pia boris baruch shemo. Based on, you know, according to the rebellion that we did. Number three, shlo yitikon l'chet klal. There shouldn't be any way out of it. It should be immediate, it should be commensurate, and it should be, you know, without escape. And says the Ramchal, number one, it's not immediate. Number two, even when it happens, it's not commensurate. Hashem has rachmanis. Right, the Talmud Dvorah talks about this also. It's like a parent. Even when a parent has to punish a child, generally, 99.9% of the time, the parent doesn't do what the parent really should do. You know, most in the room are at the stage of the receiving end still. You know, that... But again, I tell you as a parent, you know, sometimes the other siblings say, what do you mean? Are they getting away with that? But you know, a parent is a parent. Right? So number two. Number one, it's not immediate. Number two, it's not commensurate. Number three, sometimes Hashem could just let it slide. You know what? You feel really bad, I accept. If it's truthful. But that's the concept of tshuva. We can't understand it. We don't know how it works. It's from above. It's from another world. Kodem shenivra ha'olam. Even the malachim can't understand it. There's an unbelievable story. A little bit is told in Sanhedrin, in Chelek, but I have it there in the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin. Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin. The story of one of the greatest Rishayim of all time, according to the Mishnah. That's not me. Right? The Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelek Lam Abba, except these few. So there's a couple that don't. Menashe HaMelech. Menashe HaMelech. Right? His father, Chizkio, didn't want to have children because he saw Baruch HaKodesh that he's going to have a Menashe. Menashe killed his own grandfather, Yishayahu Hanavi. Right, this is Menashe. Towards the end of Menashe's life, he's Bitzaris. It's not good. He's being tortured. So what do I do now? That's where we pick up the story. Source number six. Right, this is all alluded to as many stories in Navi. It's alluded to in a word, in a phrase, in the Nevi'im. But you have to look at Mamari Chazal to understand, to get the whole picture of the Nevi'im. Anyway, so what happens? So Menashe says, you know what? I might as well try to, like, daven. See, he davens to every Avodah Zarah in the world. Everyone! Nothing. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. He davens to every Avodah Zarah. So he's like, you know what? Can't hurt. Can't hurt to try Hashem. Can't hurt. What do I have to lose? Where it's underlined. Kivan shetzaras ras shetzaras otzara lo hi niach avodah zara ba'olam shlo eskira kivan shaloho lo klum amar zachar. I remember when I was a little boy, my tzaddik father Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he used to teach me psukim. He used to teach me zachar ani shaya avim makre osi at hapazik hazeh beis haknesses batzar lecha when you have tzaris umitzaucha. This keeps going on and off. I apologize. Oh, kol mitzaucha kol advarim advarim ma'elav achras ayamim v'shatzar shem lokecha v'shamadu begolo. Right, when it's tzaris and you do tshuva, Hashem will listen. You know what? Harini kari also. I'll call out to Hashem. Listen to this great tshuva. Imona osi mutav. If he answers me, great. V'im lav, and if not, hakalap yeshavin. Okay, I'll know he's just like all the other gods I daven to. Real tshuva. Real good tshuva there, Menashe. All right. It's like twisting Hashem's hand. Twisting Hashem's hand, kaviyacha. Hashem, got no choice. You know, so what happens? This is one of my favorite lines in all of Chazal. V'hayu malachei ashares misatmin es achalonos. Listen to the imagery. It's as if there are windows in Shamayim. That's what the minhag of having 12 windows in the shul, so that each of the shvatim. There are windows in Shamayim, the tefillahs go through, and the malachim are like putting on cardboard, like before a hurricane. They're like closing it up with nails. Don't let this tefillah in. Misatmin es achalonos. They're closing the windows. Don't let Menashe's tefillah in. Shlotal tefillah Hashem Menashe l'vnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the malachim say, Hashem, you can't. It can't. No way. But your malachim yashar yisomim l'vnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rebona shalolam. Adam sh'avad avodah zarah. V'hem etzelem beheichal. Ata mekablo b'tshuva. Says Hashem, I don't have a choice. Because if I don't accept it, people will think there's a limit. Where there's a point of no return. I can't have that. Amar lahen emeini mekablo b'tshuva, harini noelis adelis b'fnei kol ba'alei tshuva. So the malachim, you have to add in a line. Malachim say, okay, you got to figure it out because we're not opening the windows. Right? You figure out how to get the tefillah because these roads are closed. Ma'asal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's unbelievable imagery. What did Hashem do? Chata lo chatira mitachat kisi HaKavod shelo. Hashem took a divine drill, drilled a hole under the kisi HaKavod, and snatched up the tefillah of Menashe HaMelech. Whatever that means. V'shama t'chinaso. And it's, this whole story is based on this pasuk. V'yispal Allah, v'yesar Allah, v'yishma t'chinaso, v'yishivu yishlam l'achusa. Oh. Even the malachim can't understand tshuva. Because it's mind-boggling. The malachim don't even have a mind. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, one other source in part one. This source, we already did those Talmidim and Maishir, but we didn't do the punchline that we're going to go now. But we did the next three sources we've done in Shir. The Notabi Yehuda has a following Shaila. First half of this Notabi Yehuda, Simon Laman Hey, again, it's a fascinating Shuva. Rav Yecheskel Landau, the Notabi Yehuda, again, his name after his father. His father was Yehuda, so he named the Sefer Notabi Yehuda. His mother was Chaya, so that's why we have the Tzlach, Tzion Lenefesh Chaya. But his name was Yecheskel Landau, he was an Anav. You don't want to put his name into any of the names of his far, which is the Minhag Olam, to put the name in. So the Notabi Yehuda, that's a Shiloh. Somebody asked him, he did this terrible Avera, he did Znus for 3 years, terrible, terrible. They asked him, what should I do for Tshuva? What should I do for Tshuva? So Notabi Yehuda, how many fast days, how much should I torture myself, how many times should I roll around in the snow? He asked him, literally, he says, there's no list anywhere. But this was a concept in Chachmei Chaside Ashkenaz, right, in the Ashkenazic Bali Tosvos. It's called Tshuvas HaMishkal. You have to do tshuva based on the certain averes that you did. How many days fasting, how many this, how many that. So in that context, you could look at the tshuva afterwards, but in there, he just has a side discussion where he says, why doesn't tshuva work for Chayve Misos Bezdin or Chayve Malkus? You have somebody who is a bandit, somebody who is a terrible person, not terrible person. He was a chote, he was a sinner, he was mechal Shabbos b'mezid with Edim and Asra. If you do the imamish mechal Shabbos. And then the next day he wakes up and he's like, what did I just do? And he starts tshuva. And he starts learning. And he starts pushing. And he becomes the best guy in the yeshiva. And then he becomes a Ram. And then he becomes a Rosh Yeshiva. He's the Rosh Yeshiva. And finally the Edim get their act together to go to Beis Din 10 years later. And they testify. There's no statute of limitations in Beis Din, in Judaism. And what happens? Nozchus, Fisilua Eda, they tried nothing. Gemar Din, Le Misa. The Rosh Yeshiva. What's the halacha? We kill him. We give him Malkus, whatever it is. What about Tshuva? What about why doesn't Tshuva work for Chayvi Misa's Beis Din, Chayvi Malkus? So there are various answers given to this question. The Notabi Yehuda himself says, well, if you accept tshuva, then the whole system of law would fall apart. Every murderer, Machal Shabbos, blasphemer, everybody, oh, I'm so sorry. I feel so bad. I'm never going to do it again. I'm going to start, what, nobody ever get killed? Okay, nobody ever got killed anyway, once every 70 years. But really here, there wouldn't be any hindrance to people just messing with the system. That's what the Notabi Yehuda says. Line 31. Ela vada gzeres, you have the question beforehand. Vada gzeres hakasavu, shel malikin, balu, on shei Torah b'chalon. The whole thing would fall apart. Ve'edam shiuma, ein adam shiumas bevezdin. Yomar chatasi, v'in eni shav. I'm doing tshuva. Okay, one. Another answer. I gave you a couple of answers. V'chida. One of the most prolific writers we've ever had. Chida wrote, they say, he wrote 71 Svarim. He lived till he was 71. One per year. He started out late. I don't think he wrote one when he was... But there's amazing stories about the Chida. Chaim Yosef David Azulai. The Chida. One time we'll talk about the story about when Rav Mordechai Eliyahu moved the Aron of the Chida to Harim Nuchot. Wild. Anyway, so the Chida says, well, does Besson really know if he's doing tshuva? Maybe he's a fake. Not just the whole system would fall apart. You don't know what's inside. Maybe he's doing it just to get out of it. Chuvu dara masul alev. Vein bez din yodim ashibuli boshal adam. Number two. Number three, a third idea. This is what we did in Shir. And that is, there's a difference between bez din shalmata and bez din shalmala. The Maharal says in Midas HaTshuva, bez din shalmala, let me say it this way. I like to give this mashal. You know, if anybody has been driving, I think most of you probably have your licenses. Some of you, I think, anybody from Florida get your license? Yeah, where's in Florida? Like when you're like 14, I don't know, like very young, 15. But oh yeah, I was looking for you. Yeah, 15. Oh yeah, you picked me up. You drove me. You were great. You were fine. You were great. But you've been driving for years. Yeah, a lot of experience. It's wonderful. Anyway, but yeah, you ever? Let me. Even in Florida, I don't think this happens, right? A cop, you see the lights behind you, you get that pit in your stomach, like, what did I do? And, you know, we should have Yiras Shamayim as much as we have that, Yiras Cops. And they pull us over. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said that to his Talmidim, right? In Brachas. The cop pulls you over, and you're like, yes. Cop takes out his wallet, he says, that was a great right turn signal. Here's some money. Ever happen? No, don't think it happens. Because the police aren't there to reward positive behavior. It's only there to punish faults and sins. Bez din shalmata is only about averus. Bez din shalmala, okay, mitzvah's an aver. Tshuva is a mitzvah. So that's the Maharal first. But then the Maharal says, what I really think is that tshuva is lamala min hateva. Tshuva is not a tool that a human being is allowed to use, as we have just been saying. Tshuva is from before the world was created. Tshuva is from above. Look on the left side. L'fiat v'ar m'sher amarnu, ki ha-tshuva yishayach mitzad Hashem yisbarach dafka, ki hu bilvan mekabel shavim. What are you saying? They should accept tshuva? Tshuva is not from this world. Bez din shalmata can't use that as one of their tools. It's not based on logic. It's not even based on umdana. It's based on something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you change the past? It happened. You can feel sorry about the past, but how do you change the past? That's Mitzad Hashem. To wipe out what happened. To change what happened. Sometimes in life, we wish we could go back 5 minutes. Right? Sometimes we wish. Sometimes, whether it's in the car, sometimes we wish to go back 5 minutes. Whether it's in an argument with somebody. We sometimes wish we could just turn back time. But we can't. Mitzad Hashem, we can. Because Hashem can change the past. That's all Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch. There's another aspect. Maybe we'll leave that for now. You know what? We'll mention it. Take 2 minutes. I want to tell another story after. So, you know what? We'll skip it for now. You can ask me after. We're going to skip 10 through 13. But feel free to read those mamakomas, and you should be able to figure out exactly the point. But this is all Mitzad Hashem. What Hashem does for us, the amazing element of tshuva. Now let's talk about, okay, what about us? What's our responsibility? What does tshuva entail? So the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, Amar Yitzchak, source 14, Arba Dvarim Makarang Zarkdino Shel Adam, four actions rip up an evil decree. Ve'elohein, tztaka, charity, tsa'aka, davening, tefillah, screaming out, shinui Hashem, changing one's name, v'shinui ma'aseh, and changing one's actions. Four different avenues, and each one is based on a pasuk as the Gemara goes into. Four different avenues. But maybe if we analyze it a little deeper, we'll see it's not four different avenues. It's four ways to achieve the same result. Let's start with Shinui Maisa. What does Shinui Maisa mean? Changing our actions. Rashi says two words. I didn't give you the Rashi because the Ritva quotes the Rashi. Shav Mirato. You return, you stop doing your sins. Shav Mirato. Ask the Ritva. You need, that's Makarang Zardino Shal Adam. That's pretty obvious. You're sinning. You have to stop sinning to stop the Gzardin. That's not what Rabbi Yitzchak's telling us. Says the Ritva, V'lo Nehira, Dapshita, Emeno Shav Midrachav, Ketovel V'Sheretz Biyado. You're like going into the mikvah, holding on to the dead insect, dead rodent. Shein Mo'alo Shem Shuvah. What do you mean? Shinui Maisa means that you're stopping the Averis? It has to be more than that, says the Ritva. V'Hanachon, Shafilu Maisim Shel Rishus. She'enam hagunim ksas hu mishane. Even there are dvarim asurim. Hopefully we're not doing dvarim asurim. But then there are those gray area actions. Those gray area words. Sometimes a child might say to a parent, "That's not really a curse word or a bad word." I'm like, it's not a fine way of talking. You know, we don't have the definitions of like, okay, what's in the category of, you know, gray area. Even change those, says the Ritva. Meaning what? Meaning what? It's not that we're stopping our Averos. But we're not even doing gray area activities. Ritva, Klomar! Shehu Adam Acher Legamre. We change who we are. We change how we look at ourselves. And that mamela affects our actions. It's a beautiful thought from Rav Kook on Avinu Malkeinu, which we're going to be starting to say very often. It's a good 30-second vart just to have over the next month if you ever have to give a dvar Torah with somebody. Says we say in Avinu Malkeinu, Hachzireinu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha, return us in tshuva shleima. Ask Rav Kook, what's that word shleima? Tshuva shleima. What? Hachzireinu b'tshuva lefanecha. What's complete tshuva? What's incomplete tshuva? Says Rav Kook, look at the next line. Shlach refua shleima lecholei amecha. What's refua shleima? As compared to refua she'ena shleima? Says Rav Kook, this is Moadei Araya. Rav Neria, who's Moshe Svi Neria, is one of the great Talmidim of Rav Kook. So he has a few volumes. I can't really understand so much of Rav Kook when I read Rav Kook inside, but a lot of the compilations and the Likutim I can look at and then understand through the Talmidim. So he, Moadei Araya, this is from Rav Neria Sefer. So he quotes, what's Tshuva Shleima? So he said, what's Tshuva Shleima? You have to look at Refuah Shleima. What's Refuah Shleima? Barov HaMikrim, HaMachla Hi Symptom, Shal Matzav Lo Takin Shal Aguf Kulo. Most of the time, very often, you go to the doctor, what you present to the doctor is not the illness, it's the symptom of the disease. And if the doctor treats the illness, what he sees, he's not going to eradicate the root cause. He's just going to treat the symptom. One of the Bali Musar once gave a mashal. Sometimes you go to the doctor and you say, my back is killing me. Your back is killing you. You know what? You need cushions in your shoes. No, you didn't hear. My back is hurting, not my shoes. My feet are fine. My back is hurting me. No, I'm telling you. It's your shoes that's causing the back problem. If the doctor just treats the symptom, he's not going to get the cure. Refuah Shalema means a refuah. He's oker. He uproots this illness. Memeo, the symptoms go away. Hachzireinu b'tshuva shleima. Help me not just fix the actions, because those are just symptoms. You know, not having kavana during benching is a symptom that I don't fully recognize how much Hashem gave me with the food. If I recognize and if I had that deep Hakara, then of course I would bench properly. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said it's harder to bench properly than to daven properly. Davening, you're in shul, you have a sitter, you're surrounded by people. Benching, you have food. You're like, right, you feel good. It's much harder, Rav Shlomo Zalman. Even though davening is much longer. Hachzireinu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha. We have to become different through the root and then mamela, the symptoms. That's Shinui Maisa, according to the Ritva. Becoming different people. Number one. Number two, Shinui Hashem. Shinui Hashem. What's Shinui Hashem? Changing your name. I haven't met even the greatest Bali Musar, and I haven't heard that they took on a new name every year. Make it Mishaberach and Shul, and, you know, Yikare, Mishana. So, yes, there is a concept. They gave you the Ron quotes, a concept. If somebody is ill, to add on a name. Raphael, Chaim, whatever it is. But what does that mean? What does Shini Hashem mean? Says the Ron, there, on Rosh Hashanah. Mishana Shmo, Vataima Demilsa. There are those that have Shini Hashem. Sometimes people come to Eretz Yisrael with one name and they leave with another name. I have friends that went in with one and came out with another. They didn't change, they just changed what they were called. Besides, you know, having only their grandfather call them that name. Right, so, but it's happened before, depending how English one's name is and how, but either way, there's no chid. That's not the point. The point isn't to physically change your name. The point is what the Ron says. Says the Ron, Deshini Hashem gorim lo lasos tshuva sheyomer belibo eini osoa ish. I look at myself as a different person. That's what Shini Hashem means. I'm a different person. Many years ago, about 30, I was shana bet, and I had a shana aleph roommate, and I remember it was like a few weeks into yeshiva, and he was having a little trouble sometimes getting up a minyan. Chas v'shalom. And I don't know, it wasn't like, I don't know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me and it helped me be a tool. I don't know why what I was thinking. But like one of the times I went, it's a true story. I went, like one of the times, to him, waking him up, I say, come on, you're a minion man. I like the words came out. I don't know, I wasn't even thinking. And all of a sudden, like he opens his eyes, he looks at me. He says, I'm minion man. He jumps out of bed, he gets dressed, that was it! He became Minion Man. He did. And he went on. Shinu Yashem. He became a different person. Because when we look at ourselves differently, we behave differently. We have to be Mishan Hashem. And it's easier to do that when we're away from everything. And you're in yeshiva, you're away from. You know, there are two extremes. You just had 5 months with family, intense, right? And now there's a number of months without. You have a new family. You're looking at your family around. But again, Shini Hashem, number two. Number three, Tfila, Tsa'aka, Third Avenue. There is a question that the Rishonim already deal with. I think I gave it to you from the Sefer Ha'ikarim, Rabbi Yosef Albo, one of the classics. Four of the different people group these differently, but four of the great philosophical works in the Rishonim, Sefer Ha'ikarim, Rabbi Yosef Albo, Sefer Kuzari, Mora Nevuchim, and Chovos HaLevavos. Those are four of the major works. So in the Sefer Ha'ikarim, he writes there a question, he says, that has driven many people, we would call it nowadays, off the derech. Because they haven't had an appropriate answer for this question. And that is, how does tefillah work? How does tefillah work? Are we supposed to win the lottery, or am I supposed to not win the lottery? And if I'm not supposed to win the lottery, well, God changed his mind, because I said, pretty please. And if I'm supposed to win the lottery, why should I have to like, daven for it? What happens with tefillah? Am I supposed to pass the test? Am I not supposed to pass the test? Am I supposed to get this girl? Am I not supposed to get this girl? Am I supposed to get this job? I mean, whoa, how does it work? Says Rabbi Yosef Albo. Chas v'shalom. Hashem doesn't change his mind. Tefillah doesn't change Hashem. Tefillah changes man. Through tefillah, we become different people. Before davening, I was Rosner A. After davening, I'm Rosner B. And there's a different package in Shamayim for Rosner B than for Rosner A. We have to become different people through our davening. That's what he says. Shei nigzar al adam tov, ma nigzar al abim adrega yedua, b'kishron amaisa, at this level. If I'm at a different level, so then that's it. Right? We have to look inside ourselves and become different. Right? What is the word lehis palel? What's the shorash of lehis palel? You remember a little Hebrew from high school, right? Those binyanim, right? Palel is to judge. V'nasan b'flilim. Lehit palel is to self-judge, to self-analyze, to look inside myself, to think about, when was the last time I thought about, you know, who really gives refuah and chachma and geula and who the destiny of Am Yisrael and thanking Hashem. Right, we get on low battery every couple hours. Right, we need to get recharged and get another push. But we become different people through our tefillah. And that's tsa'aka. And that's davening. So what do we have so far? 3 out of 4. What do we have? We have Shini Maisa, Shini Hashem, tsa'aka. But really, they're all one avenue. Changing who we are and how we look at ourselves. Shini Maisa, Rashi, the Ritva, become different people. Refuah Shalema, Tshuva Shalema. Shini Hashem, I look at myself as a different person. Davening, I become different through the tefillah. And finally, staka. What about staka? Staka just a maisa mitzvah. You give staka, there's a needy person. If you look in the chinuch, the sefer chinuch, l'shitaso, as he often does, staka, he does not focus on the receiver. He focuses on what the act does to the person. Why is there a mitzvah of, and there he's not talking about actual tzedakah, he's talking about the lending money. What's the purpose of tzedakah? In order to become givers and to become ba'alei chesed. The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, I didn't give it to you, but the Mishnah says, hakol lefi rov ha-maaseh. Everything based on the action. What does that mean? Hakol lefi rov ha-maaseh. If you look at the Rambam there, in the Pirush Mishnayos on Perkei Avos, hakol lefi rov ha-maaseh, the Rambam says, if I have $1,000, is it better to give 1,000 aniyim, 1,000 pounds, Ellie, sorry. If I have 1,000 currency, is it better to give 1,000 aniyim one, or is it better to give 1,000? Or 110, whatever it is, says the Rambam, split it up as much as you can. Because it's not just about the ani. Again, it has to make a difference for the ani. But the more you split it up, I'm going to become different through the many actions that I do. Hakol afi rov hamaseh. Even chesed is not only about the receiver of the chesed. It's about the giver of the chesed. And maybe we'll just end with a story related to that. I might have told this story last year at some point. The Sakalava Rebbe. Sakalava Rebbe. Rav Zelig Yitzchak Morgenstern. Used to make a farbrengen every year on the yard side of Maishala the water carrier. Maishala the water carrier. Who is Maishala the water carrier? So every year he told the story. He went, when he first came to Sakalov, and he was going into the, walked into the Sakalov shul before he became the Sakalov Rebbe. He says, I was looking at the Jews. I was looking, I didn't know what I was looking for, but I was looking for a true Jew. A true Jew. I don't know what I was thinking, but I wanted to find something. I looked, I found all the Rabbanim there, on the Mizrach wall, amazing, wonderful. I was looking for somebody. As I was walking out, I thought maybe I'm losing it. Maybe I'm not looking for anybody. As I'm walking out, I see on the floor between the furnace and the wall, I see a Jew sitting on the floor. He was dirty and grimy, but I saw underneath he was shining. I say, Reb Yid! He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa! He says, what's your name? He says, you don't want to talk to me. What? I'm just a schlepper. What do you? He's like, no, what's your name? He says, I don't know, Moshe. He says, Moshe. He says, what do you do? He says, Rebbe, you don't want to talk to me. No, I'm not like, hey, what do you do? He says, I'm a water schlepper. I get water. I carry up the water. It's like, he says, Rebbe, you don't want to talk to me. I'm like from a different level in society. And he ran away. And every time the Sakalava Rebbe tried to talk to Moshe, the water carrier, he ran away. He didn't want to talk to him. One time the Rebbe was taking a walk on the outskirts of town. He hears celebration. What's going on? He goes, there's woods there. He looks into the woods. He sees there's a shack. He goes into the shack. He looks into the window. He sees in the building all the water carriers and all the schleppers that hold the whole chevra. And Maishala is in the middle of the shack holding a cup of wine, making a l'chaim. He's like, I'm going to find out what's going on right now. What does he do? He goes around, knocks on the door. Maishala that opens up the door, his face turns white. He's like, Rebbe, what are you doing here? He's like, tell me what's going on. He says, okay. He says, we have no money. Water carrying isn't what it used to be. You know, maybe before Corona. A few months ago, my wife was screaming. We have our five kids. We have nothing to give them. They go to sleep hungry. They wake up hungry. And I just didn't know what to do. So 5 months ago, I went to the shul at midnight. I opened up the Aron. I don't know if I was supposed to do this, but I opened up the Aron and I started crying to Hashem. I said, Hashem, please, please, please give us just one time 2,000 ruble. One time 2,000 ruble, please, please. Closed the Aron, left. did it the next night, the next night. It became like davening. I did it every night. I went, please, open up the arm, please, please, 2,000 ruble, close the arm, go back home. I did it for 5 months. 2 nights ago, I was going through the motions, you know, open the arm, Hashem, please, please. Oh, no. As I walked out of the shul, I tripped over something. I looked at it, it was a sack, 2,000 ruble. I ran back into the shul. I opened up the arm, Hashem, I believe, I'm sorry. I really meant it. I meant I was davening. Wow, this is amazing. This is amazing. Thank you. Oh my. So I went home. I figured that, you know, I want to keep it a secret for my day. No. I buried it in my backyard. I buried it, and I went to sleep that night. Oh, woke up the next day. I had a jump in my step. Everybody's like, what's with Moishala? What's going on here? Okay, amazing. That night I was going to make a celebration. Anyway, I went to Mincha Maariv in town. And, you know, the Rav, after Maariv, you know, bangs on the beam and says, Rabosai, you know, the collection for Chanala, the Almana, and her 7 children, we collected 2,000 ruble. We can't find it anywhere. If anybody knows where the money is, please let me know. You don't want to give me the money, don't give me the money. Don't take it, give it to me and then take it from me. I was so angry. And I was so confused. Because I didn't know what to do. Hashem gave, I found the money. I went home and I was like, Hashem can find you another 2,000 ruble. I'm keeping this one. This one's mine. You gave it to me already. I'm like, what are you doing? I can't. Back and forth. I went into my bed. I was just crying. And I didn't know what to do. Until finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me. Until finally, it was clear. All of a sudden. What are you, crazy? It's not your money. It's not your money. And when it's clear and Hashem talks to you, it's all good. I jumped out of bed. I unburied. I dug it up. I took it. I slept. I went. I knocked on the door. Chanala, Chanala. She opened up the door. I said, I found your money. I found your money. She's like, starts crying. And she says, in the name of my 7 children, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So you see, Meishel of the Water Carriers tells the Sakalava Rebbe, I'm making a party tonight. Not because I got 2,000 ruble, but because I was zochet to give 2,000 ruble. And through that, become a different person. Through that giving. So mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's me'in, it's olam, olam haba, it's shamayim, it's created before the world was created. We can't understand it, even the malachim can't understand it, they closed up the windows. And Mesul Sisharim says all the things, the aspects. That's mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bezdin can't use it. But mitzidenu, there are 4 ways that we have to look at ourselves as becoming different people. Shinui Maisa, Shini Hashem, Sa'aka, and Sedaka. All 4 about looking at ourselves as different people. Yehi Ratzon, that Hashem gives us this Chachma, the Siyata Deshmaya, that in these last 2 weeks of the year that we have, these last 2 weeks of Tafshin Pei, we got to push, we got to do what we can to use the opportunity that we have to grow, to make the best of every single day that we have, and B'ez Hashem, bring nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the real coronation that we're getting ready for, Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu.